Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 758, Banishing Our Excitement, recorded live on November 5th, 2020. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Duststorm.
I am Godzilla T.
And I am the guy in the hood. You can call me Marcus Angelica McGillicuddy, or simply refer to me as DJ.
I'll take DJ because I don't know what the other one is supposed to be a reference to. And
that is Admiral Hood's first nanny.
Okay.
Yeah, her name was Marcus Angelica McGillicuddy. That's why he's awkward. Too many hyphens in one name.
I'm stumped now. He caught me off guard. Oh, geez. Well, so I guess podcast time. I don't know how to respond after that. DJ has broken
DJ
me, ladies and gentlemen.
Again.
Yes. As he frequently does.
We all have a talent.
And yours is just simple. Disassembling my any train of thought or any
DJ's sole purpose in life is
it's not my fault that your train of thought is easily deflatable at the station. Most trains just derail. I actually deflate it and hope that you can get your baggage off along with your your riders and customers before it actually becomes just an empty saggy balloon. I feel like that might have been something I had dreamt when I had a really bad bowl of.
How are balloons involved?
Well, it is an inflatable train.
Okay.
It's like if you blow up condoms and tie them end to end. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. Family-friendly show, DJ. Well, I guess...
Clearly not. If they have kids, they didn't use them.
Pins is just not even sure why he's here in the chat right now.
I think you broke Pins.
We should probably
get
on to
the
main stuff of the show. As we start off with, well, after the start of the show, as we normally start off with, is our Podtacular community update. We'll start off with GT with our Fraggin' Friday recap. So GT, how did things go this past spooky Fraggin' Friday?
We had a lot of fun. Pulled out some spook-inspired, Halloween-inspired game types off of the interwebs. 343 file browser, please. Thank you.
It's coming.
We had a lot of fun. Of course, we played a lot of Infection. Found some really good Halloween-themed racetracks. Had a lot of fun with those. There were some broken game types, we'll just say.
That seems to be the norm for us.
I don't know if the game type just didn't port correctly or if it was broke to begin with.
Or with all the updates that have been made to the MCC, it just doesn't even work anymore.
Well, a lot of several of the ones that I came across were some ports from the 360 version. I mean, we all had fun. That was the main goal. So. I'm looking forward to finding some more. I just wish was a better way to do it. 343, please, help.
It's coming. Please. It's coming.
Please, help.
We have a MCC development update that gives us a little update on that. So it's coming.
Wink, wink.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Don't hold me. I'm not the one making it.
Yes, DJ.
He's giving me the look of like.
Framed my face better.
Are you sure?
Go on.
Well, that's good. We actually had Prestige Ace make a little video on his YouTube channel of highlighting some of his favorite moments of that game night as well. So if you haven't checked that out, links in our Discord. He shared it over there. So give it a watch. You guys did some spooky race stuff. There was obviously some Infection stuff.
A lot of Infection stuff.
joined in the last part of it. So it was a cool time. It'll be interesting to see what we
Smurf
do.
On.
That's interesting that you're able to actually form the hoodie in certain ways. That's kind of cool.
I've liked
and
it
talented.
It rolls back farther than my hairline did.
I'm going to forgo the obvious joke.
Do it. Make my millennium.
And then let's see. For achieving Halo, didn't do achievements this time around, but we did some of the Halo 4 flight. Managed to do some matchmaking for. We didn't do the squad thing, but we just did some social games, DJ. For those that are listening to the audio podcast, if you ever have a chance to come over to Twitch and watch us when we record the show live, you'll definitely get a kick out of some of the things that you'll see on the show. If not, just ask Pins about it in the Discord, because he's here every week and he sees all the craziness that happens. It looks like you're about ready to go.
I'm here representing the Halo Bene Gesserit nuns. The nuns of Menzi. We're here to worship the greatness of, oh, our Lord and Savior of the sparkling Halo Oracle. And yes, the great creature down below, Hellmouth, the unsullied, the darkness. We sing hymns to those above. Swords and hammers, battle rifles, definitely not those pistols. Their dark magic is nothing. Pens, also, I hope you see me in your sleep. I shall make sure that your memory is darkest of all. Also, if that's awkward, go on.
Okay. Hang on here. Let's see. I need to text the wife. She needs to bring some stuff home for me.
Oh my freaking gosh.
Jack and... sleeping pills.
I'm just going to do straight up vodka.
I need to suck the worm tonight. Oh,
there we go.
Ooh.
What I call a good Thursday.
I've tried that stuff. It's too much for me. Too much for me. Go anyways. So that's it for the live streams that we had. DJ, have you had any Halo escapades of late or any flight plays? I know you normally play through some of the flight stuff.
Yes, absolutely. I discovered the wondrous joy of a non-land-based mammoth during my initial playthroughs on multiple different levels for Halo 4 MCC PC flighting. And so many letters that not even the kids off of Sesame Street can figure out what the hell is going on. But I will say this. If your mammoth ends up rolling around a corner and not having land producing below it, do not get off the mammoth. You'll die. You can, in fact, use a jetpack. You can use a jetpack to get past it, get around it, take some good pictures, but get back on the mammoth. Please do not exit said mammoth. You'll have to reset the entire level. I've fallen to the map 3 times, at which point I have also managed to get back onto the map once. You have to scoot forward in the process of falling down. You'll end up in a ledge, and you have to kind of jump your way through.
Yes. Was this the whole mission?
For me, it lasted a good 35 minutes. Yes, it's lots of fun.
How in the... What? That's... Cool.
It's funny because I went back and actually tested it on Xbox. The hole is not there. So I've reported... I have since submitted that report and made sure that the That's powers good. That be know that the Lord above has forgotten to actually seal the hole that goes below. It's also a t-shirt I used to have in middle school. The Lord has healed my hole that goes below.
Oh, jeez.
Have either of you had a chance to do anything with the crossplay?
Yes.
How's that work?
I can't seem to figure it out because it doesn't ever seem to match us up with crossplayers.
Well, you didn't. I was wondering if anybody specifically set up like a custom game or anything to try crossplay.
I don't think about that, though. I guess I could have tried that.
Yeah, I hadn't tried that. I did.
We have till tomorrow.
This is true. I don't know when exactly they cut it off tomorrow, because it's usually the last day. It's only a morning session, but
I think it's 10 p or 10 a.m.
I think that's specific. The last session. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific.
Yeah.
But either way.
Let me check my email that I've got in my email inbox, because it says.
There you go. Yeah, I did some social matchmaking. That's what we did on Sunday. And it was actually nice to see the icons of what input people were actually playing with. So you could see whether it was keyboard or controller. But it didn't indicate whether you were on console or PC. So we could have been cross-playing. We could have not been. I honestly don't even know. It's possible, but that
okay. From the email that 343 sent me, the flight will conclude on November 6th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And all supporting services will be taking offline. So you have until 10 a.m. Pacific time.
There you go.
There you go.
Kickass Jim has also just mentioned that I look like the world's most terrifying pillowcase ever. You're not wrong.
I mean, if that's a pillowcase, yes. That's not too far off.
Of course a pillowcase. Yeah. I don't, what do you sleep on?
I'm not necessarily saying what I sleep on, just what it looks like.
You're saying that your pillowcase doesn't have my face on it? That's the I am set.
You also, haven't sent one to me.
Well, I feel like that's a violation of our rules of engagement, bud.
Might have to have a conversation with
you. Would you like a pillowcase with my face on it?
And Pens is just... Yep.
Pens over here like, I can't. I just can't right now. All right, moving on.
Yep, moving on. For our company commendations, we are still chipping away at those, of course. That's going to be going on for quite some time. But the one that we have closest up, the spiders with vehicles, doesn't even look like we've made much progress since we last talked about it. So, yeah, that's still being worked on. We'll just leave it at that. For Tales from the Foxhole, nothing new to add other than the Prestige video that he put out with the recap and some highlights from the Fracking Friday this past Friday. So if you want to go check that out, hit up our Discord, and it's over in the community channel. And then we've got a new Machinima Monday entry, thanks to Writing Spartan for putting that up. This one is a kind of a comedy video from Ascend Hyperion. It's the Halo Discord in a nutshell. And it is a very apt machinima.
Is it a lot of banhammers?
There's a bit of that in there.
Yeah, there's a hammer. It's actually pretty hilarious.
it's on the Podtacular website. It's the latest Machinima Monday. And it's definitely... It hits home to a lot of different things that the Halo Discord had in its early days, and some stuff that's still ongoing as far as like what people talk about, how people reach out to mods or ask for unbans. And
I would like to pull back to something you just said. I feel like the people deserve to know, and those of us in the light of Lord Master Chief would definitely feel the need to ask this question. People are allowed to chat in the Halo Discord?
Yes.
And type words?
Yes.
And not get banned?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Okay, just check. GT's over here, like, literally already got a Lynchburg lemonade in his. Yeah. Look, there's a lot of bourbon in that.
Oh my!
Back that up and overlay it.
Yep. There we go. So nothing new to really talk about on the company accommodations front, so we'll go ahead and move on over to matchmaking updates. What we got coming up this week and next week, GT?
Hey, well, for the weekend of November 5th, geez, it's hard to believe it's already November.
Right? Yeah.
God, I hope 2021 does better than 2020 did.
Please. Yes,
please. This year sucks. Still.
Yeah, our year-end review of Halo for this year is going to be rather short.
Dum, dum, dum. Oh. For November 5th, H2 BR Slayer rotates in for Roaming King. And for next week, we have, which is November 12th, CE Anniversary Throwback. We'll rotate in for BR Slayer, and Warzone Assault goes live for the weekend.
Very nice.
I feel like our year-end result for Halo will basically be us looking at it and going, look, this is a double 2020 of the best Castle Wars score ever achieved. Not that we were actually in that game, but we heard about it on Twitter. Because let's be honest, no one ever wins Castle Wars. At the best, you get a 2-0.
We've won some Castle Wars on Fragment Fridays. Yeah.
And are they on video?
I don't know if we've saved those streams, but they have been at one point.
Were they a 3-0?
No.
I've gotten some 3-0s before. Maybe not on stream, but I have gotten some 3-0s.
All right, so we're looking for a good year in 2030. 2030, according to the math. That's 10 years from now, and you know what? I'll still be wearing this, just like this, with less hair. Maybe.
Less hair where?
That's an excellent question. We'll have to wait until 2030 to find out. We'll see how well the interwebs are burning at that point.
Oh my
goodness. We don't have that rating available.
Also for the stream. True.
Rating H, rated H for Harry.
Yeah, a little further down the alphabet.
Rated G anyway. For geriatric.
Anyways,
we've got Master some Chief playlist collection. Changes for the Master Chief Collection. Fiesta joins the fray in 4v4 and FFA. So, hey, you get your Fiesta. Ooh. FFA going.
I like Fiesta.
Rocket Race retires until next time.
Womp womp.
Womp womp womp.
At least it's next time. At least it'll be next time.
I so have to good. Admit, at least for this flight, I've gotten a chance to play some of it. Not as much as I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Because of, you know, things, but life being life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Certainly. Let's see. We have a MCC development update, dev and flight update from October 30th, where they released a patch to fix a couple of things from the flight, and they added Reach on for testing, getting some feedback about some video settings and crossplay. And now they have emblems on armor working as intended. So everyone that has been reporting that as an issue, it's now been put in this flight, and it looks like it's working.
Yay, I'm glad the emblems are working.
Yep. And we've got a full-blown MCC dev update for the month of October, as it normally comes in the last day of the month. Not a whole lot of stuff here, but just a couple of things to pick up on as we go into the, I guess, kind of true support state of MCC with Halo 4 coming out on PC. We've got a couple of things regarding custom weapon skins that you got with Halo 4, in addition to some of the custom armors that came out after Spartan Ops came in. They're looking to get all of the custom armor pieces working with Spartan Ops. They're also including the ability to customize your individual pieces of your Halo 4 armor. So kind of going back to how you could do it in the 360 version of Halo 4. So that should be some big news to a lot of folks who want to really dig into their Spartan customization. And also all of those weapon skins that you got in Halo 4, you can set, this is pretty interesting, you can actually set a universal skin, or you can set a per loadout skin.
I want to telegraph to every other player in the match that I'm doing something different with my loadout. Yeah, sure.
All I want is the Halo 4 Seahawks Ricochet football helmet.
Oh, yeah.
Ripple helmet. That's all I want. I will wear that forever in every game until the end of Everdom.
That was a cool addition to Halo.
To a new state. Oh.
We'll pay in a microtransaction for that feature. Just saying.
That would be a really cool helmet to have, actually.
That's the only thing I wear when I'm in Halo 4.
Makes sense.
On the Xbox.
Well, it could be coming with some of the Season 4 content. We don't know yet, but it could be.
Also be coming around the mountain.
Yeah, actually, that would be good content to add for MCC. You know, add all the, you know, the major NFL football teams' helmets to the game as unlocks.
You mean like the emblems? Or yeah. like the colors, the color schemes?
Well, you know, you unlock the helmet, and then, or you can unlock the individual helmets. Like, you know, the Seattle Seahawks, Kansas City Chiefs, Denver Broncos, Raiders, whatever. You know, with that the would logo be cool. on the side of it.
I there might be some licensing issues. Like,
oh, there's a lot of licensing issues. That's why the Seattle Seahawks one hasn't showed up yet.
Well, the helmet's like not specifically helmet. Seattle Seahawks. That was in Halo 4. It's just the helmet, well, and then they're like a separate color thing. But either way,
I like the helmet that puts this on the back of your helmet, so then they never know when you're actually looking at them.
So have a visor on the back of the helmet.
Yes,
or just a set of googly eyes.
Just a big old face wearing this right here.
They probably want to make them run away. If
necessary, a 3D emblem that goes, because that's not disturbing at all.
No, of course not.
I just had a chill run down my back.
Oh, jeez. some people asked about customization for Halo 2. They do not have any plan at the moment, but it's always something that they're looking at, is adding new features to MCC. So, although we've gotten customization and everything else, it's not yet in the cards for Halo 2. If enough people ask for it, then they might reconsider. So keep asking.
I would like my file browser before I get customization in Halo 2.
Yeah. So that is something that they are.
And I would like to have more than 50 files saved.
By all means, please continue expecting and demanding customizations for a game that's over 15 years old instead of focusing on, hey, finish the one that's due. I'll stop bugging you until you do. But, you know, once you're done with that, could you get on this other list of shit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would be nice to have Infinite.
Not trying to throw shade in this man.
Thankfully, they're two different teams, so at least they're not impeding each other's progress. So there is that.
And yet the same fans.
Well, yeah, there is that. Customs game browser is not set for Halo's 4's launch, but they are looking at getting that out pretty soon after.
Cool.
But they do have input-based matchmaking, regional server selection, and crossplay slated for, including in with MCC when Halo 4 comes to PC. So those are the big ones that are there.
I wonder if you're going to be able to disable that.
Crossplay?
If you want. No, the input-based matchmaking. If they're going to have a list that, or, you know, someplace where, if you don't care.
I think that's going to be social. Because, well, that just makes the most sense. Is have most of your social playlists, if not all of them, not relying on input-based matchmaking. And then all of the ranked stuff is input-based matchmaking.
As long as they just delete all the aim assist crap.
That'll always be a balance issue on PC.
Oh, it will be, yeah.
What do you mean? Define balance issue.
Having the aim assist on control versus the, like, how much aim assist do you give to someone using a controller over?
You should give them none. Survival of the fittest.
Honestly, I've played Halo CE with the skull that turns off the aim assist, and it, don't get me wrong, it takes some getting used to, but it's still playable.
Yeah.
I'm sure 343's evaluating that time and time again.
Personally, I think there needs to be a mode where you have to play with a guitar with the rock and roll guitar from Guitar Hero. And that is the only thing. Like, you have to actually have the guitar to play in the game. And that is nothing but Steve Vai's soundtrack where you've got, you know, it's just full on Fiesta Slayer. And instead of everybody running around with golf clubs, it's everybody running with guitars. And you've got to outplay the person, kind of like the dubstep gun in Saints Row 4. Only it's just Steve Vai's tunes just pounding it out while you're just...
So I started shaking my head at that, but then you made it really cool. So I'll give you props to that.
Listen, I put the dick in ridiculous.
Yes, you do. We have it's so Orchid tweeting out the stream. I think you've said it before.
We're trying to grow people.
Hey, it's Orchid tweeted out the stream, so thank you for doing that. We have the PC file share. I don't know if I said this yet. Is not coming in for Halo 4's launch, but it will be there shortly after. And then one other thing that very few people will be probably interested in, but I know some people out there would be, is actually being able to link your Steam account with your Live account. So that's cool.
You can already do that.
In some games, but so there's different as far as like the Steam, like what you can do in like your Steam community profile versus what you can actually do in the game. And like you can have different integrations with the game. It's, I can see the confusion on DJ's face. I'll just stop talking.
You also get this if you try and tell me why you're not putting mayonnaise on a tuna fish sandwich. I'm just saying that expression is fairly universal in a general daily order.
Well, I never eat a tuna fish sandwich.
And he loves Pizza Hut.
Wow.
This guy, this is why you never disturbed. Play COD.
You just don't like fish.
I do like COD.
Do you like Call of Duty?
I thought you were talking about the fish.
That's what I said. Why are you always correcting me? On target, Dusty. Get on target.
You said Call of Duty.
I said COD.
Yes, and then you said Call of Duty.
Yes, that is Call of Duty. It is a fishy game. Sometimes played underwater.
The earlier CODs I really enjoyed.
There it is.
Not you too, GT. Not you too. Oh my goodness. So that's all the kind of big new stuff out of this update. There's a bunch of little stuff in here, but for the most part, that's all the big news that we got.
Perfect.
Yeah.
As always, we do highly recommend that you go down over to Halo Waypoint and check it out for yourself. So yes. You can get all the nitty gritty details.
Yes. Just don't go into the forums quite yet. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Laird.
Forums, how not you doing? A safe place.
Laird!
We've, one thing that's on the back burner that might be interesting, split screen on PC. That really? Would be an interesting feature. Yeah.
Split How is that going to work out? I'm going to ask that honestly. How in the hell is that going to work out?
Probably in ways that we haven't even thought of yet.
Now, can I use a split screen? If I have a computer with four monitors on it, as I'm looking at right now.
Oh.
Like, that's what can I saying. Throw each instance onto a different monitor? that's value added. Literally right out of the Tom Butler playbook. That is value added.
That would be interesting if you could do that. I don't think most game... Well, yeah, with the engine, probably not. Given how... Making some big assumptions on how the engine's developed, but the engine wasn't even designed for split screen, and it's not.
No, like if you exactly. really wanted to do that, there is a way to do it. It just costs a little bit of money.
Well, okay, if you do, if you do it that way in software, yes, you could do it in software if you wanted to.
Well, I was thinking you could do it in hardware too. Four gamers, one CPU. Look it up.
Is that like a driver thing?
No, it's using Unraid to run four virtual machines. With hardware passed. Oh,
but you're still doing a single screen on the VM.
I know, but it's
that's not the same thing. That's not the same thing.
It's on the same computer. They all use the same CPU.
The same OS. I'll clarify. The same OS.
They're all running Windows.
The same instance of an OS. Damn it, GT.
They're clones of each other.
No, it's not the same instance.
Because here's what I'm concerned with. About all of this. DJ's cold conful. I am the nun of your business. That's my nunnery. Oh, it's the nunnery of none your business. Why are you holding two swords, DJ? It's none your business.
None your business.
Why you got an SMG and a skull, DJ? None your business. DJ, why are you wearing nothing in my bed except for one hoodie and socks?
That might be your business.
None your business. Just don't sleep here. Sleep elsewhere if you're not comfortable with that. There you go. Now, the real question is, if you have to play split screen with one instance of this thing, who here is going to end up buying a 55-inch screen television to use as a monitor so they can once again use clear tape and cardboard to split that motherfucker? up into four different pieces like we did on our 32-inch CRTs when we gathered around with four different controllers. And also, who's bringing the USB hub so everybody can plug in a controller to their PC? Oh, that's right. Because it's on a PC and everybody's going to bring two things that have to be plugged in, a keyboard and a mouse, and a 55-inch television. It's just like 2004, only better.
And they all have to be different.
Right. All of them. You got four different brands, four different makers, four different sets of drivers, four different controllers, RGB going crazy. It's like a dance rave gone wrong. This is why they legalized psilocybin, because there we go. Now you have a reason to cut your TV into four different parts and play split screen. Because at that point, clearly, you already high. Also, pieces of the show that will be cut out for later.
I keep all this in, you know.
Right? Four gamers, one CPU, coming next time on Things You Didn't Want to Know About Halo.com. Not a real website, please don't go there.
What if it is, though?
If it is, well...
No, he's gonna check. Oh, geez. So that's it for the official Waypoint stuff for this week. No community update, as we've seen so far, at least when we started recording. We do have a new audio field recordings. This one is for a small arms fire. And GT made a nice little comment before the show. Did you want to?
Not a website.
Not a website. Yeah.
Not a website. I got to give props.
Let me just go over to my
hosting.
Everybody
needs to watch this video. If you want to understand what I'm talking about, you need to watch the video. In one section of the video, they have a guy hiding behind some rocks recording ricochets.
Mm-hmm.
I do this not want to be that guy.
You want to know how you get to be that guy? That's what happens when you're screen peeking Unishek. You don't screen peek Unishek. Otherwise, that's your job. Unishek screaming in the lunchroom, no screen peeking! Ah! He goes from smiley dimples guy to terror on wheels, and you realize, well, I'm going to be recording gunshots behind a rock and pray to God I'm still alive by the end of the trip. Who's ready to drive on to Eastern Oregon?
I mean,
but yeah.
You just hope the rocks don't crumble behind you.
Also true, because those are some pretty large.
Well, the funny thing about ricochets, and I'm granted, he was, I'm sure he was safe. I don't think it was possible for a bullet to ricochet in that particular direction, but
right.
Yeah, no.
You want to know what I think the funny thing about ricochet is? People thinking that you could just throw the ball into the goal and griff ball. I'm like, this is not ricochet. It's also
but
pronounced
it's
ricochet
funny.
And not ricochet. I literally fell over the first time I heard somebody in a prep, like we were inside the lobby before the game, and somebody said, we're going to kick your butts, we're so good at ricochet. Who the f*** is Chet? Literally. What game do you think you're playing, buddy?
I've never heard it said that way. Ricochet.
Oh, Xbox 360
other than
days, bud. 360 days, bud. No, he was full on serious. He thought they were the gods of ricochet.
Oh, jeez.
All I could think of was, that word doesn't mean what I think you think it means, but I definitely know I'll be talking about this for a decade.
Or two.
And that was as of yesterday, so technically I waited 10 years to bring it up.
There you go. There you go. All right. Confal brought up a little thing that Twitter, or the Halo Twitter account just posted out, a partnership with the Billionaire Boys Club.
What?
Huh?
It looks like
BBC
a clothing
stands for British Broadcasting Company. What's wrong with you?
It looks like a clothing line, clothing brand. This is
all I'm getting is a Walmart commercial. Oh,
there's BBC Ice Cream, and
if you go to the profile and then go to their website,
Billionaire's Boys Club. Okay,
yes.
Let's open their freaking website.
Okay, if I'm not mistaken, this used to be a porn company. Yep. Same company. Same people.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Totally kidding.
They don't have anything I'd want.
No, it is very...
That is...
Colorful clothing. They have shoes, hoodies, socks.
They're in a relationship with Reebok, and while I appreciate that, I am a person who wears clothing loudly, even when it's as mundanely two-tone as, say, a Outpost Discovery hoodie. I will wear it in a unique format. Those shoes, I'm not sure there's a way to not wear those and not stand out.
You know, I just clicked on shirts for giggles. Mm-hmm. Scrolled down to the bottom. They have a plaid shirt, flannel. Was $285, now only $114.
Wow.
For a flannel shirt. I paid less for my suit. And it was a custom fit suit. Because I am not a tiny boy. Anyway. Well.
Yeah, so that
way to go, Halo.
I'm just going to respond with LMAO, that priceless, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely looks expensive. I can't say I'd probably buy anything from
it. I want to ask, does it come with the model? For that price, it should. For at least one night. And I'm pretty sure that's not the first time it's been implied.
Speedy snipes like it looks a little sus. Love the reference. Anyways, so yeah, that's a new partnership, I guess.
I probably shouldn't write that on Twitter.
Probably shouldn't.
See, it's called being an adult, people. Big brain smarts ish.
Ish.
Yeah, think with this brain, guys. Not the other one.
So okay. So yeah, we've addressed the tweet. So thank you, Confal, for that.
Appreciate it.
We have the winners of the second Cliptrocity for October. Congrats to Mint Blitz for taking third. Still want to get him on the show. Gilkey315 and Shinsei Renzo. You can see the video of the three clips over on the HCS Twitter, the Halo Twitter, and over at halo.gg/cliptrocity. And finally, we have some new Halo pins. These come from Figpin. These will be dropping Wednesday, November 11th at 10 a.m. for ordering from their website. And they will also be at certain major retailers as well. There are four pins that will be available. And they look really cool. They're all Master Chief. One is Master Chief running with a... looks like an assault rifle. Another one with Master Chief holding up an assault rifle. One with a sword. And then Master Chief... with the 107, it's actually the black one from the front of the official Spartan field manual. So they have a tweet over on their Twitter account that links over to Figpin. And I've also dropped a link in the Twitch chat for those that are watching and want to check that out.
No, I don't want to subscribe now.
What, for the
those
pins?
Those are actually some cool looking pins.
They really are. I'm thinking about trying to get some. All right, over on the community highlights, we have Forge Hub with their community favorites for October 2020. So you can head on over to forgehub.com to check those out. Lots of Halo 3 Forge pieces for the top 10 this time around, but the top three, one's a Halo 3 and two of them are Halo 5 related. The Halo Infinite demo from Unsorted Gaming, I think both of you guys have probably seen this, that took first place for this month. So that's really cool. And then, I think, that one is from last week that I forgot to delete. Never mind. The Haruspis one about
Control Shift Backspace. Oh.
Yep, pretty much. Over on the community content side of things, there's a couple of videos I wanted to highlight. First one is one from Installation 00. The Halo community is awesome. It is a really cool video, and it speaks to me on so many levels because it kind of just encapsulates what I love about the Halo community. Any videos that you guys have watched recently that you want to highlight or at least mention? There's always the General Heed ones. There's some interesting ones there.
Yeah, unfortunately, this week I haven't had any time to watch any YouTube. I've been kind of busy with other projects.
I'll be honest. I stopped watching all things of Halo YouTube.
Fair enough. There is one from General Heed. Is what's the max set in Firefight? And it turns out there is no max set. It just continually goes up that integer, and then it just turns right back around. So you could technically play Firefight indefinitely. If you
provided you can play Firefight with all skulls on without dying. For round after round after round after round after round.
Yes. Ascend Hyperion and his crew found an interesting glitch in Halo 5 where you can overload the game in Forge and actually spawn NPCs and do some other crazy stuff if you want to go check that out on his channel. And Ubernick has another little montage of some of his greatest highlights from stream, so you can go check that out as well. Lots of cool artwork this week. We got some new stuff from Tom Jurassic, some new Mega Constructs pictures, a new one from Vincatuso with the, I like the caption on this. Stop right there. The EOD Spartan has offered you a Halo 3 rat. Do you accept?
I mean, rat jerky is definitely rat jerky.
I don't know how to think about that.
I don't want to think table, about that.
You grab by the tail and you heat it up enough.
I don't want to know. I just don't want to know.
It's cooked for real.
Oh my gosh. Wow, DJ. Wow. Ezel Effects has a really, really well done render of Master Chief in the control room of the Pillar of Autumn. If you have not seen this yet, I don't know how you haven't, but it's definitely worth checking out. What? What, DJ?
Nothing. I'm just posting a link.
2 under K. Do I even click on this link?
Yep. That's the response to Vingatuso's link.
Why can't I open this? Twitch, why do you do this? Okay. Copy and paste. You even got GT laughing.
A little mouse, and it says, "You have a blessed day."
Mm-hmm. Aww. That's cute. Okay. That's a chinchilla, isn't it?
The nuns of one say
wholesome.
There we go.
Wholesome content.
But no. Lord, no.
No?
No. Nothing wholesome about a mouse getting handed over his food. You know how long it takes to grind a mouse into a food nipple?
I'm talking about the picture you just shared.
I just shared a tweet. That's out of birds. We only make those out of birds. And honestly, there's a lot of beak in that. Don't beak it up.
I don't think I've seen so many ellipses from pins tonight.
Oh, yeah. No, I think I'm breaking pins tonight. I'm making sure that he is a malleable creature for the future use of the show.
He's
because,
saying,
pens, I want you to go to sleep remembering, matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match, find me a find, catch me a catch. That's all you get to see for the rest of your night. Why? Because
he says he won't be able to sleep anymore. Oh, geez. And one more that we've added to the list is Halo VFX. This is the guy that came out with that really detailed render of a Spartan walking through a flood-infested High Charity from the Community Spotlight a couple of months ago. And he came out with a render of flood-infected elites, which is just fantastic.
A Spartan, a flood, and a High Charity walking through a bar.
Go on. Go on.
Feeling the power of the Vingatuso. Go on. Channeling. There we are.
Yeah.
Channeling something. Don't know what. Channeling.
Yep. All right. That's it for the content highlight side of things. If there's any other kind of contents that you guys would like us to cover, please let us know. Obviously, go over some of the YouTube stuff, some of the artwork and other things. But if there's some other stuff that you'd like us to touch on or kind of find little hidden gems that might not get the type of audience that you think it deserves, just let us know. Over on the community side of amusing side of things, we have Halopedia turning 16 this past week.
It can drive!
Yes. Without a permit.
Oh my goodness.
And drink in some countries?
I feel like Germany, Maldives.
That might be 18. 18 or 16 over in some European countries.
The Siberias.
So yeah, there you go.
You have to drink in Siberia because otherwise your blood will freeze.
Oh my. So fun little fact. Halopedia actually started out as a clan community and eventually changed over to a wiki and lore community.
You say clan or clam?
Clan.
Okay, Yeah, it was made. That makes more sense. If you just said a clam community, that was going to be really a weird conversation to have.
Yes, because all the Lord nerds are very clammy.
Right? Well, some people like their fish food.
But not tuna. Just not tuna.
What's you and this racism against tuna?
Who said it was racism? Just, I don't like tuna.
It's because of the color, I'm sure.
Yes, it's totally because of the color.
You can eat it raw out of a can like it's sushi. You can cook it and eat it out of a can like it's an unmade sandwich. You can put it in a slingshot and shoot it at your sister and have her be very angry about the fact that she now smells like fish 5 minutes before the bus to go to school in the seventh grade and get grounded for 2 months.
I feel like someone's speaking from experience here.
I wouldn't know.
Moving on.
Sins of the Prophets is calling on artists. They are looking for some artists to contribute to their mod. So if you want to exercise some of your artistic abilities, then head on over to the tweet and find out more about how you can get involved with Sins of the Prophets. And then from the Lazy Bunch YouTube community, they are working on their latest Machinima project, Reclaimer, and they are doing a casting call for some extras. So if you have some body acting experience, or if you just want to help out with them producing their Machinima, then head on over to the Lazy Bunch YouTube channel and check out their latest video. And then Ascend Hyperion has another survey out. This one is just a general Halo survey. I took it. It's just kind of asking for some demographics and then how often you play Halo. What's your favorite thing to do with Halo? Kind of just getting from the people that follow him or whoever he can reach out to, how do people consume Halo gameplay on a regular basis? So head on over to his Twitter, Ascend Hyperion, fill out the form. And that will bring us to our topic for tonight, which is something that we kind of came up on the whim, but we figured we'd give it a go. With the Banished coming to Infinite, what we're most looking forward to with the Banished coming to Infinite. I know that sounded horribly the way I said it. I'm sorry. But what most excites us about the Banished being in Infinite? What's our favorite stuff about the Banished? So do we have Chuck and Craig tonight, DJ?
I don't think we do, honestly, okay. Because I have, unfortunately, they left in the Go XLR that is currently on repair status.
Oh, no. What happened to it?
Oh, darn.
Well, it's, there was coffee in a
cup. Oh, no. We already know where that's going.
Now, that being said, who wants to go first with their opinion of the Banished? Because I can definitely give you remote comments that were left to me on paper scrawled in large crayon or else blood of one of the raccoons that lives in the backyard. I don't know. I feel like Craig is fairly brutal. Also, he loves raspberry pies. He may have written it in things that he had taken from the McDonald's when he went through the drive-thru and just reached inside and pulled everything out, including one of the cashiers. It was an understandable mistake. He didn't realize that they weren't part of the menu. He was confused as to what chicken nuggets were. Chuck, however, was not. So what are your thoughts on the Banished, guys? Before I go into my little sidebar track of ludicrously unnecessary and irrelevant thought processes.
GT, you want to start?
I'm actually looking forward to fighting them. I enjoyed the fighting them in Halo Wars 2. I know it's a different type of fight, so I would like to see, with the additions of, you know, with the new engine and everything, I'm looking forward to seeing how the AI, or how they've programmed the AI to react. You know, how vicious the brutes actually are, you know, how cowardly the grunts are, you know, things like that. Just the overall arc, how each faction or each race plays in the Banished. It's going to be really interesting. And also, who doesn't want to drive a Banished Wraith? I mean, come on.
Got teeth.
I'm personally looking forward to the choppers. Those were like fishtail wild in Halo 3, but they were fun to drive and blow things up with. I think that was one of the coolest additions.
Definitely
looking
forward to all the new Banished vehicles and actually being able to drive them, not just go point, 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 you know.
All units, local units, all units, local units. Did you ever play Halo Wars 2, DJ, or did you just kind of watch.
I was part of the actual launch party event. I beat the living daylights out of the developers there in the studio at 343 with Big Hungry 2X on multiple occasions that day.
Nice.
We actually came out with the most wins. And I was really good at Halo Wars 2. I had early access and helped teach it to people. It was really fun. On a serious note, let me say this. Nothing changed the face of the vehicular manslaughter that was anything you can do in Halo with a vehicle like Halo Wars 2. There is a multitude of different opportunities and vehicles and styles and types and gameplay and strategies you can utilize when you're competing, especially if you're competing in the Blitz versus standard play, whether you're in the campaign or not. There's a wide variety of things that we're going to get to see, and hopefully we get to see all these different vehicles represented in the game, because that means we're going to have quite an opportunity to explore the varying different multitudes of opportunities to destroy people with a quite robust and diverse route of weaponry. On the marketing side of things, personally, I am really excited for the out-of-universe, in our universe, marketing elements coming in for the Banished. The big thing that I'm excited for is the new deodorant and antiperspirant that's coming out that is Banished. It smells like rage, regret, and poor decisions, masked with lack of education and an ability to throw things at a far distance that aren't necessarily supposed to be airborne, mostly grunts. But it could just be the plastic cap that is recyclable. You could throw that and more by simply going to ismelllikeabrute.org.
You want to check that website too? I feel like we just need to have a running list of all the websites that DJ mentions on the show.
No, but seriously, though.
No, you bring up a really good point, because there's a lot.
It smells like copper and blood, the deodorant does. Yeah. It probably has to do with the glass that's embedded into the actual dispenser, and you just cut yourself. And then you're not sweating because you're bleeding, and you can't sweat through a scab unless you bleed to death, at which point they've managed to do their trick, and now you've marketably scarred yourself, and they can sniff you out and smell where you're hiding inside of the base, and then say, thank you for buying our deodorant, and also, I'm going to eat your face now. So basically, second date on a Tuesday.
I'm just impressed that you can keep rambling on like that. You just don't stop.
It's the glow of Lord Master Chief.
There you go. But you did bring up a really good point, where there's a lot of really cool vehicles and weapons that not necessarily weapons, but a lot of the vehicles from Halo Wars 2 that we haven't seen in any of the mainline games. It'll be interesting to see what they bring over and how that interacts with the FPS sandbox.
And whether or not those vehicles are used or if they are brand new. I mean, oftentimes they will recirculate, as the Banished do. They have been known in-universe to have kind of restructured and recharacterized and recouped other damaged vehicles from Lost Wars, etc., and kind of revitalize them, repair them, and build them and put them into their armada. So obviously, you may end up getting, with the new Smell-O-Vision coming out with Xbox Series X special editions, your own sweat-filled Mantis or a sweat-filled Wraith. Nothing says fun like being able to smell when an accidental, well, an oopsie has happened inside of the cockpit.
An oopsie.
If it's still squishy, we apologize. We hadn't sprayed that one out yet. Otherwise, just hang one of those little furry trees in there. And we usually just skinned a human and then left it to dry. It's like jerky. And it smells like, hey, I was here.
I'm sure it does. But I don't know if that goes well with the little, the hanging spruces. I don't think those smells would complement.
You don't think those smells like a spruce tree?
I don't think those smells would complement each other.
What if the spruce was named Bruce?
The trees don't smell like trees.
Will it smell like Bruce the spruce? What if you were to spruce Bruce up, and then you hung what was left of Bruce inside the Wraith with Bruce? I feel like Bruce the spruce or Bruce and a spruce could both meet the needs of all of the potential inhabitants of said vehicle. It's enticing to the Jirulani, and it's enticing to the humans.
I mean, at that point, you might as well grind Bruce down into juice.
We'll call them Craig Rags. Just wipe everything down and it smells interesting.
I think this has gone Craig a wipes too far. So
definitely interested in the difference in the sandbox with the different vehicles and weapons that the Banished will bring to gameplay.
How much sand is in that box?
How best to utilize them?
Well, it's a new sandbox, a new sand.
That's great. No cat poop, no toddlers, nothing. I love that.
Yeah, I mean it'll just have its fair share. Grunts.
Well, so some toddlers.
Yes.
Perfect.
Because have you seen the Halo community?
Yes.
I mean, it's pretty much toddler.
Definitely worth grenades. You get a plasma grenade, you get a plasma grenade, you get a plasma grenade. I'm literally running over you with a mantis.
Chopper. Just do it with the chopper.
I say right before, satisfying. Right before they just grenade me and I die, which happens.
Mm-hmm. Penn said if we get choppers, he wants to see an Easter egg for lighter than some.
Penn, you know that those are the things that are ground vehicles. That's not the helicopters, right?
I don't know if it's a lot of people actually get that reference. Chop
derivative. You can't cook with it. I would just, it depends. We have to clarify these things.
Yes. Do you think there's going to be any mechanics from I guess, Halo Wars 2, even though I know it's an RTS, first-person shooter, do you think there's any mechanics that would come over into Infinite to support the Banished kind of style that we got in Halo Wars 2?
I'm hoping that there is.
Like, I'm hoping some of the some squad RTS mechanics.
Elements, because what my goal.
Because you have like some of the squad mechanics is, and.
Let me say this. My hope is that there is a healthy migration and representation of some of the best pieces of the myriad of Halo games that have come out since 343's management of the franchise and the Empire. And in a way that provides us a new opportunity to experience the game in a way that's never been done before. And I think that with what we've seen so far and what we know of their intentions, that we're going to see a game changer here. One that is going to definitely challenge and put every other franchise on notice, thinking this is the new future of gaming.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that TAC map certainly gives a little feeling of kind of what we get with Halo Wars. As mm-hmm. well, having that similarly, top-down yes. view. Yeah, having that top-down view of and intel of your surrounding environment. A lot of that squad mentality in Halo Wars 2 would also go a long way with some of the AI behavior. Mm-hmm. It would be really cool to see how that gets implemented. So the open world aspect is also a pretty interesting facet to consider with at least the direction it seems like they're going with Infinite. So all that's really exciting, and having the Banished be a part of that, it's kind of just going back again to that classic style of it's humanity versus a alien race that wants to just completely wipe you out.
Well, and for those of us who are looking to create a long-lasting relationship with an alien race that may not necessarily want to destroy us, but they were just told to, and maybe you can make friends with them, we've also got our own plans. For example, if you've ever noticed on a Banished Wraith that the quarter panels each have a fin on them. Now, if you dismantle those quarter panels and flip them upside down, you can actually surf with said quarter panels. And I feel like that is the best way to just have like an afternoon at the beach on the ring. You can surf it out, have a little barbecue, cook up a grunt, preferably not a human. Maybe they'll go hunting or teach you how to hunt, or maybe they'll just hunt you. Wait, no, that's all right.
I mean, you just said you didn't want them to hunt you.
But yet they probably, you're right. That's probably about it. You know what? We're going to do Surfing Simulator live in Halo Infinite. You heard it here, folks.
You just need some watercraft and some other, like, well.
We have beaches in Halo. That's what the oceans are. There's tidal waves and differences and opportunities. Just there could be potentials for skiing as you're being pulled behind a ghost. Imagine that. A revenant could allow wakeboarding.
You gotta have something really buoyant to keep Chief in the ton set of Mjolnir armor floating.
No, you that's just okay. Have to go I really feel like fast.
We'll have sure, the Karen DLC where there'll be people like on the beaches Mach with 3. Phones. There are aliens trying to surf here.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it.
Chief is trying to barbecue in this park. What?
What would a good Halo Universe surf rock band name? What would be a good Hilly Universe surf rock band name?
Grunt the Casbah. If Sangeli-O's, the breakfast of champions. Kind of like Cheerios. It's Sangeli-O's.
As a rock band name?
Yes, Sangeli-O's.
The Brute Boys.
Okay.
There you go. Oh, I love
the Brute Boys. I like that one.
That's good.
I like that one.
Tartarus and the Tangeray. If there was a comedy club, you could call it Tartarus's Tangents.
Yeah. Grunty Giggles.
If you had a bookstore, it could be Rios's Intel, because we all know that he likes a little more intel.
With his intel.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, he does.
Cortana's Cantina. Got to have that.
Ooh. Yeah.
Master Chief. Bikes, bibs, and pop sockets. Specialty store, really.
I gotta stop trying to like understand what DJ's saying and just take it at face value that it's just random spewing of words.
Never.
Because my brain, my brain first goes to try to like, okay, is there a reference here? Is there something that he's trying to infer? And like half the time it's just no, you're just rambling on words to ramble on words, and it just drives my mind crazy. Anyways. On a serious note, though, is there anything else that really excites you for having the Banished in Infinite? Like, I know we talked a little bit about like having some of the influences from Halo Wars 2, like some of the vehicle and some of the different combat engagement.
In all seriousness, the horror. At no point in any of the previous, granted, Blur's ability to engage in passionately active and dynamically visual experiences during the cutscenes was hands down the best that I've ever seen.
We need a Halo movie from them. It would be so epic.
The darkness and that sinister feeling never really came through like it did in Halo Wars 2's cutscene. When they come out of that first area and they're trying to escape and they've come through and that first Spartan had got his whipped, and they come out and the music changes and you hear them chanting in the background and you see the red of their lights across the valley rim and you realize they are coming for you. Every time I see that cut skin, the hair on my arm stands up. I get goosebumps and I feel uncomfortable.
I'm getting goosebumps just with you describing it.
That level of immersive horror, that terror, that painstaking realization that survival may be inching away from you at any moment, that opportunity to run, to flee, to sometimes say, you know what? I don't want to fight. I want to go and pray to God I live. That active level of immersive terror, that's what I want. That's what I need to feel. I want to experience an opportunity to feel not only the need to survive, but the power to know that if I make the right choices at the right time in the right way, we can overcome this. We can be dominant and we can stop the enemy in their tracks. That's what I want. I want to feel my heartstrings pulled. I want to be dragged through a pit of emotions. I want to be dropped between the pit of despair into absurd happiness and delight when you manage to succeed with something, when you see the potential for our future and for survival right before it gets dragged away by some unbelievable catastrophe that is coming down upon you like, you know, Valkyries from hell. This is the style of writing that I want to see and the type of story I want to be engaged in. So I just, you know,
No, that's a really good point that I hadn't really thought of, because that's something that we had with the Flood, like that initial horror. I mean, granted, if you were young and playing Halo, the alien races were probably horror enough, but that, like, once you got to the Flood, that was the
big... I was 30, and they scared the bejeebits out of me.
Yep. Well, there you go. So, yeah, having that renewed sense in Infinite is going to be a nice refresh. It's going to be a really nice experience to have back in Halo. Because, I mean, while Halo 4 and Halo 5, well, Halo 4 had a really good storyline. Halo 5 was a decent story, but having, like, there wasn't that kind of depth that really kind of had you clinching or had you on the edge of your seat type of moments. So having that back into Halo would be really cool. That's a good one, DJ. I don't know if I could top that.
Like, it's that, but that's the thing. Like, you look at the game and you think of the absolute terror of losing humanity, of not being able to stop this epic, this epic force of nightmare-esque infection rolling towards humanity at breakneck speed. That's part of that dynamic rush. Notice the race. You think about the things that you had to do at the end of the games when you think about the final run in Halo 3. That final run to get back on the Forerunner Dawn. You are racing against time and you can die. And if you don't do it right, you're screwed. That final ghost run in Halo 4 is remnant of that run, is the Halo 3 the Warthog run.
Yep.
You look at these opportunities where he has had to literally flee death while watching it in the rearview mirror and seeing it as it encompasses the world around him and literally absorbs everything he thought he knew to manage to walk away with, you know, barely being intact. This type of survivalist mentality is a style of story writing that is synonymous with Halo, and it has been part of what endears us as a community and intrigues us as readers, as gamers, as streamers, to continue fighting this saga and to continue finding out where it's going and what's happening next, because we have rolled with this same character for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, none of us are ready to give it up. I'm not ready to give it up. Master Chief's not ready to give up.
Finish the fight.
Little snippets that they've given us of the story so far, it's going to be an emotional roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
And
if it's more of an emotional roller coaster than 4, good God.
Yeah.
It'll probably be a different kind of emotional roller coaster. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Because, I mean, if you take a look at the E3 trailer from last year, that was kind of the whole Cortana, like, well, I mean, obviously you have the pilot in chief, but then there's the whole kind of Cortana bit at the end, too. So that, we have no idea how big that storyline is going to be.
I mean, just with the parts that they've shown with the Banished, you're going to be up and down. And the way it looks, you might be down more than you're up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of one dynamic.
And there's no guarantee with the strategy they've got with Halo Infinite, there's no guarantee that we'll end this game on an up note.
I think that would be a bold move that would work for Halo.
It wouldn't be the first time it's happened. First, the first time it happened wasn't on purpose, but anyway.
I hope that they take the approach that they used in 4 with Spartan Ops as their way of continuing the storytelling. Instead of releasing Spartan Ops during the campaign, they start releasing the pieces of the storyline. For those of us who purchased the campaign side of it, being able to accomplish and follow that story, giving you a chance to play it out for a couple weeks. And then the next piece comes in, the next mission, the next sequence of missions are launched and released to continue building on the storyline while you're doing all these other things and gathering other resources, attaining new abilities, new weapons, new loadouts, experience in the game, in the world, and then they add this new piece of information that you found. And all of a sudden, there's more to the story.
And more folks would go nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Over that.
Well, when you look at the way, how many different portals were there into the Dyson Sphere? When you look at Onyx, when you look at where they were,
I mean, there were those that were local, and then there's remote ones,
right? So the opportunity to find and open and unlock pieces of lore that actually lead into storyline caveats that are side shoots that you leave the ring through a portal to go and retrieve something, to get something, to get an answer, maybe to find people, to save people, maybe to conquer something or destroy something that somebody stole, to stop something that somebody took elsewhere in order to potentially damage another culture. There are so many different opportunities for us to engage and embrace not only our humanity, but our ability to be compassionate and empathetic in how we are approaching these storylines as a hero and really embracing the opportunity to take on those traits of Master Chief and not just have it be a multiplayer. This is an opportunity for us to engage and immerse ourselves inside of a universe that is the epic definition of good versus evil and survival and hope.
Mm-hmm.
They have a real opportunity to really pump up the replayability of the campaign.
Yes.
Yep.
Because I remember going through Halo CE and Halo 2 and Halo 3 and playing those over and over again. Halo 4, kind of-ish. Halo 5, I never replayed the campaign, to be quite honest. But like, there are story moments in those games that just attract you to it, that just make you want to play it again and again. And I hope, I mean, what both of you are saying is like, I want that feeling again in Infinite. I want to be, and not necessarily to like rest on having that storyline keep coming out with additional DLC or however their content release is going to be for the story narrative side of the game. But just to be able to go back and replay things and find things that were hidden that you didn't know were there.
I think it's safe to say that we want to fall in love again with Halo.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly. Semi-random question. Do you think we'll have a final boss battle with Eshrim? Because we haven't really had a... Well, I guess Tartarus was the last. Tartarus and Didact were kind of the last, or the signature boss battles that I can think of that were like, it's specifically one character or one player that you're going up against. Do you think that we would see that with Eshrim in this case, or do you think it's going to be you're kind of just fighting those waves of forces with the Banished here? Because I can see that being. You're getting the tease that, yes, Eshrim is that person leading the charge, but at the end of the campaign, you've maybe seen him in passing, but you haven't fought him yet, and that could lead to more story development for more content release or other ways to kind of keep the story alive and living.
Like I said, this has the potential to not have your traditional hero's ending.
Mm-hmm. And villains... Well, can still persist.
You may finish this game still fighting.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I think more than likely what's going to end up happening is we're going to end up with what's-his-nuts coming
Eshrim?
After us. Eshrim is going to be coming after us and getting, he's going to try and utilize and activate the full power of the ring to eliminate the human foes. And it's going to be, you know, it's really going to come down to what Captain Danvers is going to do. And, you know, we're going to see that opportunity for Captain Marvel to walk away with another win in a different universe once again, bringing that rainbow flare of hair along with the opportunity to break every single rule of the law of physics, as well ensuring that we have to say, hey, I salute you and your opportunity to protect my right to wear my hoodie any way that I like.
There you go.
Thank you for coming to our TED Talk.
The DJ talk.
More rambling than it is a talk, but okay.
Right. We do have a couple of responses from Twitter, because we did mention that we were going to be talking about this yesterday. We have from Nick the Gravewalker. I'm hoping that a lot of classic Brute weapons like the Spiker and the Brute Shot return in Infinite. It would be pretty weird to see the Brutes return without at least the Spiker.
Well, and Nick could possibly have Banished versions of those, because you know they kept modifying everything.
Oh, heck yeah.
They pick things up and fix them and maybe fusing things together. We could see some hybrids with the Spikers. Imagine a Spikered version of a Needler.
Ooh.
Like they could be doing all sorts of crazy different things
Red
with
needles.
These weapons, because they've got to make them work and they don't have all the parts for one, but they have some of the parts for three different things. They're going to just start pushing these things together and we've got a brand new breed of weapon.
Mm-hmm. There's gotta be that'd be interesting if you could kit bash your own weapons.
Right?
In Infinite.
Like if what's that zombie game? What's that zombie game? It happens in Haram.
There's lots of zombie games. I don't know which one you're talking about. Left 4 Dead, World at, Call of Duty World of War, World War Z.
Darn it. What's the name of it? Anyways, in this game, you can, as you collect things, you can figure out which weapons you're getting and then decide what you're going to upgrade and how you're going to upgrade it. And there's varying different mods that you can add to these to make the weapons do different things. And you can end up with an, my favorite was electrified fire starters. So you shock and set them on fire at the same time. There are other ones that are poison-based, that are acid-based, that are razor-based. So you're literally dicing these things up in the process of setting them on fire, and how you attach this, it's really playstyle dependent and what works best for you. It's amazing. Love it. And I now I've forgotten the name of it because I'm an idiot. But it was really great on 360. I was really hoping to get it on Dead Island, Toad Patrol. Great, great game. Love that game. Love that game in co-op. Dead Island is another great example of doing that. But and it's similar to that. Darn it. I got to figure out the name of the game was.
there's lots of zombie games out there, so I have no idea, to be honest. While you're looking that up, though, next one from Jedi Spartan. I'm interested how they tie up the Spirit of Fire versus Banished on the Ark and in what format. Also, I wonder what they'll do with spoilers from Shadow of Reach, as that book has been stated to not be core reading for Infinite.
And I would it's say that it is not.
Yeah.
I have recently finished the book. It does, I think it will add to the storyline of Infinite, but it is not required reading.
Dying Light. Dying Light is the name of the game.
Okay.
But it is a single player, but yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
With Shadows of Reach, it's a, the way they wrote the book, or the way the author wrote the book, it is everything a lore nut wants when it comes to leading up to a game. But depending on how they start the game, and the way they've written it, it doesn't look like it's going to be any kind of required reading. It's going to be one of those, it'll be nice to know getting into Infinite. It's kind of a little backstory, but it's not required for understanding what's going on with the game, depending on how they start the game. That's the big thing, because you have this gap between 5 and Infinite that they need to fill. They need to bring you up to speed.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to know what's going on between these two. Be interested to see if they bring Spirit of Fire into Infinite at all.
Yeah, like that whole storyline could still be left out there and maybe just referenced.
Uh-huh. There is, and I won't spoil it for anybody, but there are some interesting twists in Shadows of Reach. If you haven't read it, I highly recommend it. Dust.
It's on my reading list.
And it's actually the way it's written, it's a good standalone novel. I mean, I know it's part of the series, but it really is a good standalone novel. It is not you're not required to read the other novels to get this one.
Appreciate
it. Which I like.
Good.
That's good. It's nice to be able to just jump in without having to necessarily have any foreknowledge of other things. And the fact that 343 has tried to make this pretty clear that it's not going to be required reading for Infinite. It just will enhance what you know about the game. And that's
exactly what it is. But
that's great.
It has also brought up some interesting questions about Infinite too for me. But I won't go into those because someone hasn't read the book yet.
You have my word. I will have it read before Infinite comes out.
Well, I should hope so.
You have my word. I have done a pretty good job this year of catching up.
Yeah.
What were you saying, DJ?
I said, well, you've got some time.
Yes, we do. We At Weasley009 or Dylan Foy, I'm looking forward to the sheer variety of enemies that could be in the game. The Banished are made up of all sorts of different aliens, vehicle types, and weapons. It's going to be a lot of fun with that sort of variety.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to balance that statement out with, I would love to see the opportunity to collaborate and or coordinate with non-combatants from the Covenant forces. In that sense of people who are not down for this fight, there are plenty of Sangheili and and all the very different races. Everybody thinks, hey, if you're part of the Covenant, the entire race are a bunch of bloodthirsty, power-hungry, crazy-pant zealots. That's not the case. In fact, they are the minority amongst their races.
That's a great point.
There are planets full of these different species who have no desire to be involved in any of this drama. They didn't start this drama. They don't want to get involved in this drama. Frankly, they're annoyed, and it's very off-putting in some cases. The Sangheili homeworlds are as irritated with the Covenant and their disaster as they are with the humans getting involved in the first place. So that's I would love to see there to be a coordinated opportunity for us to learn or be given opportunities to experience chances of learning about these other cultures, and in some cases building relationships through in-game activities with a myriad of other potential factions that in time we may be able to call upon during certain situations and during certain fights to help us out and say, hey, look, I need your help. And then
we've got the whole armor side of things.
Yeah, because of your good nature and your positive activity, there being a good positive risk-reward relationship with those game mechanics. I think that would be great, because then it really gives you that chance to kind of reach across the aisle, so to speak, and learn how to interact, and in some cases, experience that balance of post-war trauma between two species that, to this point, the only interactions have really been watching our family be killed by them, by each other, and yet we weren't the ones they're fighting, and now we're here going, hey, okay, what now?
Yeah. Like, what's the point of this fighting? What's the point of being here? There's two more responses in this Twitter thread. Someone responded to Dylan Ford saying, definitely. Also, the Blisterback and the Reaver, if they made a comeback, could be interesting to pilot in Infinite if they're implemented well in the gameplay.
Exactly.
And Dylan responds to that, I want to ride a chopper again, honestly. Maybe we'll pilot a Condor, since that was specifically mentioned by the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
The possibilities are, dare I say, infinite. Yes, I went there. GT's shaking his head. DJ's taking care of the dogs. I don't care. I made the joke and the pun. I am proud of it. What you gonna do, GT? What you gonna do? Oh, you're bringing up that, aren't you? Hi, Bob. You here to eat me again? No? Not this time? Was that too low even for you?
He must be really disappointed in you, Dusk.
He must be. Oh, my goodness. What were you going to say before I interrupted you with the tweets?
Space Cadet gone. I don't know. It's looking really promising.
Yes. I have never been this excited about, or, well, not never. I haven't been this excited about the story. Well, I'm gonna add a lot of caveats to this. I haven't been excited for a story like this since Hunt the Truth. Obviously, that was, we saw how that turned out. And since Halo 3's advertisement campaign, like going into Halo 3. Yeah, mm-hmm. The Iris ARG had a lot of the additional pre-ring firing, pre-human stuff that came out that really supplemented the story as well. And I haven't really gotten that sense of wonder and excitement for a Halo campaign since then.
Well, I've honestly had, for all the Halos I've had, well, with the exception of CE, because I really didn't see the marketing for it.
Sure.
But for Halo 2, Halo 3, ODST, Reach, I've always been very impressed about the marketing. Even with 5's marketing, it.
Oh, the marketing was incredible for 5.
Yeah, I mean, it, with just all the marketing, it's always gotten me excited about playing the game. And most of the games have delivered on that hype. I mean, Halo 5's campaign is not, quote, a bad campaign. It just wasn't what was advertised, in my opinion. And that's my agreed. Only, yeah, that's my argument with it. Halo 4 had an awesome campaign, and the campaign delivered. Yes, you did need to have the external fiction, but still, the campaign delivered in spades.
And they had Forward Unto Dawn?
Exactly.
Like, that was incredible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I think they should merge Hunt the Truth with the current rebuild of public events and the, of course, North American fascination with all things football. And I think what we should do is incorporate an opportunity to work with our amazing sports stars and athletes that are located all throughout the U.S. by having Punt the Truth. And we have them literally read pieces of the storyline off of footballs that they have to catch in a stadium while dressed in Master Chief armor being tackled by large sumo-shaped grunts.
A sumo-shaped grunt.
Punt the Truth.
Punt the Truth.
Sure, it's not Pun the Truth?
I feel like both of those are options.
Yeah.
Neither is a bad choice.
I'm actually really excited about when they start the marketing campaign, proper marketing campaign for Infinite, which it's coming. They're not just gonna the game and it's on shelves. They will. They've already spent the money on the marketing. They're gonna use it. I can't wait to see what they've done for that. I was really hoping that we'd get something like Hunt the Truth again, because that was awesome.
That was amazing.
It was amazing. And honestly, that contributed very little to my disappointment of what the campaign was, because it was kind of its own story that it ties into the game, but it really didn't tell you the story of the game. Other than, you know, the chief has gone rogue, but we don't know why.
Right.
I really was hoping to get that again with Infinite. And there's still time.
There is. Just with this whole current state of things with the world and pandemic is a lot of that ARG type stuff that I'd like to see supplemented. Like a lot of the stuff with Halo 2 and Halo 3 that we got to see, like the ARG and in-person stuff, and I'll get to why the heck you're laughing in a second, DJ, but like all that stuff, it's just going to be very interesting to see how they, like, I'm sure they had a whole marketing strategy that they've had to retool and readjust because of the current state that the world is in. And I'm hoping they still get to exercise on a lot of what they wanted to do, or at least be able to do most of what they wanted to do. And yes, DJ,
well, I think the other way that we could learn to tell a story is if there was a custom set of Halo Tarot cards that came out, and if you had Halo Tarot, you could call it Haro and tell the future of the story of Halo.
Was that what you've been smirking at for the last minute?
Yeah.
The mind of DJ is a mysterious thing.
And if you want to see this every day of the week, except for Thursdays, you can hound over to twitch.tv/DJBluePDX.
There we go. I will use the Halo, the Haro cards, teach you Halo Tarot, show you the future, what may happen with your choices, world of Halo, while also saying, Haro.
The possibilities that the Banished bring into the story are truly amazing, and I can't wait to see what they do with it.
Same. Final thoughts as we wrap things up for tonight? We'll start with GT, and then we'll get to DJs, because I know DJ has...
I don't know if DJ can hold it.
All right, anyway, DJ, let it out. Let it out.
Let it go, DJ, before you explode.
Let it go. Let it go.
Today, we'd like to have a moment of silence for all the nuns out there that realized that it was none of their business what kind of a nun I was going to be. Actually, it was none of a nun, but it was something. And sometimes
being none is some, and sometimes being some is none. But know that you can always wear your hoodie like this and be some part of nunneries all over the place, as nothing is said that something is right. And also, word vomit.
Thank you for the hint on that, so my mind wasn't going crazy. GT.
Oh, I look forward to seeing all of you on Friday night for Fraggin' Fridays.
We
start at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. If you would like to join in, shoot me a message on Xbox Live at Godzilla T, and stay tuned to the Podtacular Twitter.
Yes, and we will be back to voting for that in Discord this week. So if you want to play either Halo 5 or MCC on PC, then please head on over to our Discord and make your vote on which game you would like to play. I also have the Achieving Halo that's on Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. We will be back into the Master Chief Collection because the flighting will have concluded at that time, unless they decide to do a surprise extension for some reason tomorrow. But other than that, you can expect us over on MCC on Twitch. And then, of course, you can check us out on Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And that is when we do the live recording of the podcast on Twitch. And you can see all of DJ's crazy antics before and after the show, because I can guarantee you there is nothing that can contain DJ's natural abilities.
That sounds like nonsense to me.
It is. You can support the show in many ways as well by following us on social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I need to do a lot better of updating the Instagram, so hopefully I will get on that. You can also find us on our Spartan Company and on our Xbox Club. If there is anything that you do within the week that is Halo related and you want to share with us your stories, it could be something that you do in matchmaking or a funny thing that you find in campaign, or just overall a funny little Halo quib or excerpt or something cool that you find that the Halo community's made, please let us know. Please drop it in our Discord or our Xbox Club, and we will talk about it during our community wrap-up at the beginning of the show. You can find the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, no more Google, and Stitcher. If there is a place where you listen to podcasts that we are not, please let us know, and we will get the podcast on those platforms. But we should be pretty much everywhere as it stands already. Huge thank you to our folks that support us on Twitch through subscribing to us on Twitch. Not subscribing. Yeah, subscribing to us on Twitch. Thank you to those who support us on Patreon as well. We have Austin Weebrink, Prestige, Pens Halo. I always forget to bring up this list. And Frizzled as well. So thank you all for your continued support. And you can also donate to us via PayPal if you would like to do that instead. That is going to conclude the podcast for tonight. We want to give you guys want to give a quick shout out to where people can find you during the week when we're not recording our podcast or on stream over here on Podtacular. DJ, you want to start?
You can find me on Twitch right here and also on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at DJ Blue BDX.
Very nice. GT.
You can find me at Godzilla T on Twitch and on Xbox Live, and Godzilla Todd on Twitter.
And you can find me at Duststorm on Twitter, DuststormWoman7 on Facebook, and Duststorm on Twitch. Once I get done with the Halo Mole Machinima project, I will be starting up again with playing campaign with my wife. So that will be over on my personal channel. We have gone through Halo CE. We will be starting back up on Halo 2. So if you want to come see my wife's first experience with the Halo campaign, then make sure you come on over and watch the stream. Should be fun times. That's going to wrap it up for the show tonight. We'll see everybody next week for the podcast. Hopefully we'll see some of you all this weekend for Fraggin' Friday or Achieving Halo. Until then, be safe out there, everybody. Please be respectful, especially those in the U.S., and keep on fragging them trucks.